Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
The face of Minnesota dairy is often associated with Princess Kay of the Milky Way, the Minnesota farm beauty whose likeness is carved in butter every year at the state fair. But it was a Carver County farmer by the name of Wendolyn Grimm and his box of alfalfa seeds that made Minnesota the dairy belt it is today.
The story of milk today is the story of progress in the dairy industry.
In 1857, Grimm moved from Baden, Germany to Chaska, Minnesota. Like many immigrants, Grimm brought his favorite possessions, including a seed called Ewiger Clay or Everlasting Clover. In the spring of 1858, he planted it and collected seeds from those that survived the cold. In a few years, neighbors noticed his flourishing fields and his well-fed livestock. Today it's called Grimm Alfalfa, and America's dairy farmers use it to fatten up cows for our daily dose of vitamin D. Grimm's modest brick farmhouse still stands in Chaska and is on the National Register of Historic Places.
Since time began, milk has been one of the most nutritious of all.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.